Thank you, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week goes to West Delaware senior running back Will Ward, as he had 8 catches for 103 yards with 1 touchdown and 119 yards rushing with 2 TDs last Friday night up in Decorah. You can catch the full video interview that I did with Will earlier this week. That's on our website at KMCH.com. The KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week, Will Ward, presented by F&M Bank. Will and the Hawks back in action tonight with their 1-2 record at home on Brown Field for the second time of the season, the first time since week number 1. Hawks will welcome in the Gohawks of Waverly Shell Rock, who is the number 2 team in Class 4A. The WD football pregame show will start at 6:45 with Jamie Vasky from Brown Field. I'll have my weekly interview with West Delaware head coach Doug Winkiewicz, a preview of our coverage area contest tonight, East Buchanan at Alburnett. Jamie will have the honorary captain, Dr. Jason Knowles, on the pregame show as well. Before the 7:30 kickoff, Ryan Hauser and Bill Logan will join Jamie, as always, for all of the West Delaware football action tonight from Brown Field. That coverage area game live on KMCH.com and the KMCH Sports 2 app with Josh Christensen and Roger Wright, as the Buccaneers will take on the number 7 team in Class A. Alburnett, East Buchanan getting some votes in Class A as well. Should be a good battle in Alburnett tonight. Elsewhere in the coverage area, Western Dubuque, fresh off their upset over Iowa City Liberty, will travel to take on 0-3 Dubuque Hempstead tonight. It's Independence, the number 8 team in Class 3A. They welcome in Vinton Shelsburg. Monticello will try to rebound after that tough loss in Dyersville last Friday night. The Panthers will open up their Class 2A district play as they travel down to Tipton to take on the Tigers. It's Anamosa's homecoming. The Blue Raiders on Downing Field will welcome in the Rebels of Northeast. Class 1A district play gets underway tonight in Cascade for the Battle of Highway 136. Rivals number 1 Beckman taking on the Cougars. The Blazers are 3-0. Cascade is 2-1. Maquoketa Valley back at home for the first time since week 1, as the Wildcats will welcome in the Comets of Bellevue. It's Starmont home against South Winneshiek. Northland, the number 10 team in Class A, is also home tonight. They welcome in the Eagles of Clayton Ridge. As always, on a Friday night, we'll have our coverage area scores on our high school football Friday night scoreboard at KMCH.com. High school cross country rankings have been released from the Iowa Run, Jump, and Throw website. In Class 4A on the boys' side, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic is the number 1 team. In Class 3A, number 1 is North Polk. The Western Dubuque Bobcats are number 4. Class 2A, the top slot belongs to the Tipton Tigers. Number 7, Monticello. Number 12 is Anamosa. In Class 1A, number 1, ACGC of Guthrie Center. Cascade, number 11, North Lynn, 12, and 15th is Maquoketa Valley. On the girls' side, Class 4A, number 1 team is Dubuque Hempstead. Class 3A, number 1, Mount Vernon Lisbon. In 2A, the top team, the Panthers of Monticello, number 8, is Beckman. In Class 1A, Logan Magnolia, number 1. Number 6 is North Lynn. Cascade comes in at number 17. In the world of volleyball, latest rankings released from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, the top team is North Tama. Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford, still number 1. Beckman in at 13 as they bump up 2 slots. In Class 3A, the number 1 team is still Des Moines Christian. In 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier still at number 1. Western Dubuque climbs a spot to number 4. The West Delaware Hawks drop 2 slots to number 12. And in 5A, Pleasant Valley remains the number 1 team. Coverage area volleyball from last night in the Tri-Rivers Conference. North Lynn shut out by Springville on the road 3-0. It was Starmont topping Edco 3-2. And Mack Valley falls on the road to Central City 3-1. In River Valley Conference play, Anamosa shutting out Comanche at home 3-0. It was Cascade falling to Monticello in the battle of Highway 151 teams as the Panthers beat the Cougars 3-0 in Cascade. Beckman with a 3-0 win over Maquoketa on the road in Jackson County. In Iowa Hawkeye football news, former assistant coach Carl Jackson will serve as honorary captain when the Hawkeyes host Nevada Saturday night inside legendary Kinnick Stadium. A kickoff is set for 6:40. Pregame coverage here from KMCH Sports from the Hawkeye Radio Network at 4:30. Jackson's coaching career spanned 4 decades, including 22 seasons on the Iowa coaching staff. Coach Jackson retired after the 2007 season. He was a part of 5 Big Ten champion Hawkeye teams, 3 of which went to the Rose Bowl, 1982, 86, and 91. He is the only coach in school history to be a part of 5 conference titles. During his career, Jackson instructed a who's who of Iowa running back stars, including Ronnie Harmon, Rick Bayless, Dennis Mosley, Nick Bell, Tony Stewart, Liddell Betts, Albert Young, and Damian Sims. He started his college coaching career with Hayden Fry at North Texas in 1976. He was there until joining Coach Fry at Iowa from 1979 to 91. As running backs coach and offensive coordinator, he returned to Iowa after a few other coaching stints as he came back for Coach Ferentz in 1999 and stayed until his retirement. 12 running backs that Jackson coached played professionally in the NFL. While at Iowa, Jackson coached 9 of the 11 Hawkeyes that rushed for 1,000 or more yards in a season. Coach Jackson will accompany the Iowa captains to midfield for Saturday's pregame coin toss. He'll also be with the Hawks in the locker room before and after the game. To the National Sports Scorecard now. NFL Week number 2 getting underway last night. Kansas City beating the LA Chargers in comeback fashion, 27-24. Major League Baseball and the American League, these winners, White Sox, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, and Houston. In the National League, the Marlins, Mets, Reds, and Diamondbacks all victorious. In the WNBA Finals, Connecticut avoided being swept as they got their first win of the series against Las Vegas, winning 105-76. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.